This is Discovery with a K.
Hi everyone.
Hi guys.
Welcome back to a new episode of Discovery
with a K.
I'm Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And today we're back with the last episode of this season. And what a season, people.
It's been a ride.
It took us nearly 70 minutes to go through just one group. It's been a long season.
But we learned a lot of new stuff.
And just in time for comebacks.
Oh my god, this is comeback season, like insane.
I mean, comeback season, people, so we're going to leave you alone so you can enjoy the comeback season with no pressure with this podcast. Just enjoy the music and the awards. I still don't know if they're going on or not. Do you think they will take place?
Probably. They can't not do them.
Online awards will do then.
Just know that behind the scenes, we are sweating over our laptops, trying to write all the reviews.
Yes.
So
sometimes we miss a few because we just don't...
We're just people.
The thing is that I'm going to talk about this, okay? Before we get into topic. Would you please just follow the schedule you put up?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Also, release both the music video and the music at the same time.
Yeah.
And not like the music video 3 weeks later. Like, how does that make sense? Tell me.
I still don't know. Today, I reviewed this week and the video was released three days after. And I was like, what is even the point of releasing the video? It's past. Like,
honestly.
And with the speed of the K-pop industry, in fairness, it's like one day...
If you don't get on with you're gonna...
I feel like I'm forgetting so many albums. Like,
I feel like I haven't listened to music at all.
So should we get into topic today?
We should!
Yeah, so today we're talking about...
Wonder Girls!
Yeah! So Wonder Girls. I mean, I really hope you know Wonder Girls because they're legends in the K-pop.
Are you talking to me or to...
To everyone, to you, to the audience, whoever is listening.
I think anyone who listens to K-pop has probably listened to at least one song by them.
It's impossible not to. I mean, there was a
I'd like to think so.
I think they were everywhere a few years ago. They were trying to push in the Western market and...
Push very hard.
Yeah. So should we start this?
Yes.
Yeah. So
it's very complicated. I'm just going to say this from the get-go. Like, it's complicated.
Okay, let's start.
So, Wonder Girls, or South Korea's Retro Queens.
Yes, I can see that. Yeah.
I understand that title. I like it.
Yes,
I like also, it the fact that Queen is in there, I'm like...
Yes, sweet. Queen.
So they were active from 2007 till 2017,
okay,
when they officially announced their disbandment. They were under JYP Entertainment.
Yeah.
And their fandom name is Wonderfuls.
That is adorable.
Ain't that wonderful?
That is very cute.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
The thing is, their history is quite complicated. They had such... A lot of drama with the members leaving and coming back and going and getting pregnant.
Getting pregnant? Really? Was that the beginning? Okay, so.
The middle.
Okay. On the middle. Okay, so not too bad then.
Okay.
Because I bet they debuted very young. Because the thing is that one of the members, I just can't believe she's so young. She's been in the industry since 2007. For me, 2000, like, they're...
Which
like
member?
Sunmi.
Okay.
Sunmi's been there since from the beginning, isn't she? Hasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's just she started very
young. She was 15 when she started.
Right, and I feel that she's been there for years. Years and years. And she's just 28.
Let's start with
the complicated
beginning.
Yes.
Okay. So, Wonder Girls debuted with Yeon, Sunye, Sunmi, Hyuna, and Sohye.
Sohye, yeah.
Yeah. Hyuna left like 6 months after their debut because of like her health issues.
Okay.
She has like gastroenteritis or something.
Yeah.
So.
Also, she was so young.
Yeah. We'll get to the ages in a second. I put that separately. I was like, let's get the history first.
And then the ages.
Yes. And like placements of the members.
Yeah.
So when Hyuna left, JYP was like, let's add Yubin in.
Okay.
So Yubin was the replacement member of Hyuna.
Okay.
And okay. then Sohae left in 2013 to pursue okay. an acting career.
Okay.
And then Sunye left the group in 2015.
Okay.
And then Hyerim joined the group in 2010 after okay. Sunmi went on hiatus to pursue like academic...
to get her degree. Okay.
Yes, exactly. And then Sunmi rejoined the group in 2015.
Wow.
While also being a soloist, because she debuted as a soloist in 2013.
Okay.
And then in the end, yes. Yoon is the only member who's been there for the entire 7 years. 10 years. 10 years, sorry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Lots of changes. Girl, imagine being a Wonderful and just having to go through all of that.
Yeah, that's
I probably would have given up.
Probably, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But just...
The thing is that if one member leaves
mm.
for personal reasons or whatever, and then another one replaces it, it's like, I'm like...
Yeah, that's a very
like
weird dynamic to begin with.
Yes. And mm. as a fan, I'm like... Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. I get mm-hmm. it. But I was used to this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even if just a member leaves, I'm already like, oh my god.
Well, some of them leave for a better life, in fairness.
Some of them leave for a very good reason.
Yeah. Like some of them in Wonder Girls?
No, I was talking about another group. But
oh, okay.
I can't say anything because we're going to get sued. Anyways, let's start talk about the members' roles.
Yes.
Right? So, Park Yoon.
Yeah.
Born in 89.
Okay.
She was lead vocals from 2007 till 2015.
Okay.
Then she was the main vocal.
Okay.
She plays keyboard, rhythm guitar, and she was the leader from 2015 to 2017.
Yeah.
She's now solo as Heartfelt.
No, it's not Heartfelt. I love that woman
She's
with all
so
my heart.
Good.
Her lyrics, people.
Mm.
Her videos, the music videos are amazing. They're mm-hmm. so well thought.
Mm-hmm.
Also, her last comeback was a bit of a surprise. I was like, okay.
Oh, that was the...
The Luna situation.
Yeah, that was weird.
That wasn't weird. It's just that with the previous comeback, Heartfelt came like...
Personal, indie approach.
Very indie, very raw approach.
Yes.
Like, lyrically, musically, it was such a impactful
mm.
EP.
Mm.
And then I get this single with a rabbit.
I mean, the single was sort of as like a celebration of some existence.
Okay. The thing is that...
It was very off-brand, and I'm not sure if I liked it.
The thing is that with the first release, with her release, the one we listened to, it was so different, and it was so impactful that I bet that got stuck in her head.
I still listen to Life Sucks all the time.
Yeah, it was really good. If you haven't, just go and check because she's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
She is legit incredible. Yep. Yeah. Who's next?
Next.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Yubin.
Okay.
Born in 88.
Okay.
Main rapper and vocals from 2007 till 2017.
Yeah.
So the full 10 years. She also played the drums.
Okay.
And she's a soloist now with stage name Yubin.
Yeah.
Good music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plus. Then we have Sunmi.
Yes.
Born in 92. She was, she had the vocal line for from 2007 till 2010.
Yeah.
Then she got the new title, lead vocals, bass guitar, and she's now soloist, obviously, as Sunmi.
I mean, Sunmi is...
She deserves an entire episode of her own.
Yeah, she's a pro.
We should, actually.
We should. That'd be dope. For next season.
Rappi. Woo Hyerim.
Yeah.
Born in 92. Vocals rapper from 2010 till 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And then also lead guitar because, you know, when they had their like comeback in like 2015, they had like this band concept. I don't really know what she does now. She has a very active Instagram.
Okay.
Which is cute. But like I couldn't really find any solo music or anything. So maybe she's just a blogger now.
Okay.
Then you have Hyuna.
Yeah, well, we...
Born in 92, main rapper vocals for, like, you know, the 6 months that she was there. Now, obviously, a soloist and a P Nation.
An entire career. Mm-hmm. A lot of agencies and a lot of history as well.
A lot of groups as well. She was in like 4 Minute, Lucky J as well.
Yeah.
Triple H.
And now just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We stand though, because she's good.
She's another one that deserves a full episode because she has a lot. So a lot of music out.
Yeah.
Also, she's very popular. Very popular.
Mm-hmm. Both internationally and in Korea itself.
Yes, that's important to know. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of, I think, Sunmi, she is very popular internationally.
Mm-hmm.
It's like her concerts are
probably is like in Korea as well, though.
Of course, yes. Mm-hmm. So who's next?
Next is An So-hee.
Mm-hmm.
She's main dancer and vocals from 2007 till 2013.
Okay.
Now she's an actress.
Yes.
Actress. That would sound very strange. And she was in Train to Busan, Welcome to Waikiki. And
she's in Welcome to Waikiki.
Yeah.
That drama.
The second one.
That drama has been in my to watch list for a while.
Same.
I think it's a comedy. And I'm like, am I going to watch a comedy? I'm not sure. Anyway.
Yeah. And then the last member is Min Sunye. She was born in 89.
Okay.
Main vocals and leader from 2007 till 2014.
Okay.
And she has two daughters now.
She's married
as well. And she gave up on like stardom to focus on her family and do volunteer work in Haiti.
Okay. Well, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's very cool. Yeah.
Change. In life.
Complete change.
Right?
In life.
I know.
Yeah.
So, Wonder Girls' debut song was Irony.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really until their next two singles that they became huge, huge.
Okay.
So, after Irony, they had the single Tell Me.
Yeah.
That was the first one with Yubin.
Yeah.
And she joined the group like 3 days before their comeback. Right?
Oh, wow. What happened with their recording?
Exactly. So she's not on the album itself.
Okay.
But in, like, the live performance for, like, Music Bank, they added, like, this section for her, where she has, like, a rap verse.
But it's just in the shows. It is not on the album itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well done, whoever did it, because to incorporate a verse in
3 days, like...
And a song that is dumb. It's, like, fully dumb, mastered, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it wasn't until their next song, Nobody.
Of course.
That.
I mean, they blew up.
They blew up.
Everyone, I think every single K-pop fan knows Nobody. Mm-hmm. Even if you started to stan the new generations, you will know Nobody. There are so many references about Nobody.
Of course.
So it's Nobody. I was going to, every time Nobody is like, I go into auto mode, sing it, clap. Anyway.
That was released in both English and Korean.
Yeah.
At the 2008 Mnet Awards, they received Song of the Year, Best Music Video for Nobody, Best Female Group. They won the Daesang of Artist of the Year Award as well.
Yeah.
So 2008 was a good year.
A good year for them.
This was all... just a tad before the Hallyu wave, right?
I think they started that along with Super Junior, with Big Bang. They started to push into the Western markets.
Mm-hmm.
I think JYP started this strategy, and I think they debuted in the States official as well, Wonder Girls.
Yeah.
So they were just trying to push Korean music in the Western world.
Yeah, which is fair, you know.
Yeah, I think they started it.
They started their like aim at the English market in 2009.
Yeah.
And they joined the Jonas Brothers on tour.
Okay, I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah, they did like 45 concerts for them.
Oh my god.
That's a lot, man.
That is a lot.
Uh-huh.
When was that?
2009.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you just imagine the interactions between the Wonder Girls and Jonas Brothers?
Of course.
Like, cute.
That would have been very awkward. They were the opening act, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in 2009, they also released the English versions of Nobody and Tell Me.
Yeah.
Nobody was the first Korean single to hit the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah.
Like, just a round of applause.
I mean, JYP really, really wanted them to be. I think that Wonder Girls, and I think back then, the Western market was missing a girl group, you know? Mm. It's like, mm-hmm. we needed them. And then mm-hmm. he was like, this is my opportunity. Wonder Girls, go.
I think all the changes in members might have influenced their
maybe.
Success overseas, because they were supposed to do an English album,
yeah.
but then suddenly two members left.
Yeah.
So that all fell through.
Well, I think that they achieved, and I think like people, I don't know if, well, I think a lot of fans are aware, but Wonder Girls, Super Junior, Big Bang, all of second gen groups did a big thing for, they introduced K-pop mm-hmm. into the Western market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They also released their collab song, Like Money, with Akon in 2012.
I haven't listened to that song.
I don't like it.
You don't like
it? I'm like, they have the girls, they're robots.
They're robots?
They're robots.
Like, okay.
Bionic mix. And I'm like, look,
I've
I feel
never,
like that's just taking the stereotype and playing with it. And I'm not
see.
In love.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
also
I haven't
the quality. Oh my god, the music video.
Oh, come on, it was 2012.
I know, but
come
like...
On. Come on, it was ages
it
ago.
It hurts.
In fairness, yeah.
Also, where's Akon nowadays?
I don't know. I was actually thinking about that. Now. Like, I think the last
one... What is he doing?
I don't know. I think maybe he's producing.
Maybe.
The last one I listened for him was...
I don't even know.
I Want to Love You, I think it was. It probably does not even the title because I'm really bad at names.
Mm.
Anyway, let's continue.
Yeah, let's go back to the storyline here.
Yeah.
So Sunye, we know that she left, right?
Yes.
We know that she has two daughters. So she announced in November 2012 that she would get married in January 2013. And JYP first, you know, didn't really want to let her go, but then like a couple of months later, she left anyways.
Okay.
So that was kind of a weird moment, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the group went on hiatus for 3 years. All the English plans went bust. Because
okay.
they had, you know, they were planning a full English album, a tour. They were planning to do, a special TV series as well.
Okay.
And then just, bye-bye.
That's very sad. That's very sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah. Because all of them now, as a soloist, a lot of them are very, very popular internationally.
Mm-hmm.
So Wonder Girls would have blown up in the Western world. Easy.
I'm sure they would have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
So the last time they performed together was at the Winter Special Olympics in Pyeongchang in South Korea. That was in February 2013.
Okay.
And then, yeah, there was, like, nothing for, like, a couple of years. All the members were either, like, working on their solo stuff or doing whatever. In 2015, the girls came back as a four-member band.
Yes.
So we had Yubin, Yeon, Hirim, and Sunmi.
Yeah.
And it was, honestly, it was really good. Like, big success.
That was the one that's got Lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lonely is another hit that, I mean, everyone knows Lonely. And also, it was such a cool concept, the fairness. But for the time, it was, like, amazing.
Uh-huh.
They were, like, super cool. Also,
they're so retro.
Yes.
And the girls were all playing their instruments.
Yes.
And, like, I'm
amazing.
Such a sucker for women playing instruments. What can
and
I say?
And they looked so... So cool.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love the series of that music video. Loved it to bits.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, all the members participated in the composition and production of the album.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, they might know that, but the member Sunmi, she writes her lyrics. Heartfelt,
mm-hmm.
she writes her lyrics. I don't know what's the story with Yubin. But those two,
I think she writes part of it herself as well.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
But with Sunmi and with Heartfelt, 100% sure, because I have listened to them songs so
also
much.
You've reviewed their
I've
music.
Reviewed them, so I'm like checking Melon all the time. So I'm sure about this.
So yeah, that was only 2 years before the official disbandment announcement.
In fairness, I think everyone saw it coming.
Of course they saw it coming. Like it's everyone. So sad though.
It is very sad. But JYP had a new girl group. Twice was there. And also the members have such a established and solid solo career.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end, I think most of them are not in JYP anymore.
No.
I think all of them left. And, you know, and the good thing about it is that they're still good friends with JYP.
Like, well, girl, he's in pretty much all of their music videos.
Yeah. They're buddies. But, I mean, I think it's very cool because it was a big part of their music. And I think it's a cool relationship.
I mean, it's good that they're friends and all. But I was like, I was watching a whole bunch of music videos in a row. And I was like, why does he keep showing up?
They had a variety show a couple of weeks ago. With all the last members of Wonder Girls, the last four, I think it was, or three, I don't remember. And him, and they were talking about their music and what they did, and you know, just memories, I suppose.
Cute.
Yeah, it was very wholesome. And also, Soonmi has this reaction video with JYP, and he...
Well, she has the collab now together, right?
Also, yes, if you haven't listened
Fever.
To... Fever! No, it's not Fever.
It's not Fever. No, it is Fever.
Is it Fever? No, I think that's the previous one, isn't it? There is like all the songs I've listened to these past 3 months are all together in one big chunk.
Thought it was like a reference to like Saturday Night Fever.
When we disco, isn't it? I think that.
Then is Fever the previous one?
I think so.
With the girl from Parasite.
I think so. But I think it's When We Disco. That's I'm sure that's not the title, but.
When We Disco or Fever, whatever.
Just gonna listen. It's
either.
So cool. I'm a fan of JYP songs. Okay.
I
really like them. I think it's super cool.
I feel the cringe a little bit.
I don't. I'm like, oh my god, that's so cool. Dude, well done.
Like, his previous comeback was so sexual. And I was like...
Oh, not at all.
No!
No, that... You haven't seen anything.
What is
okay.
The elevator scene?
No, I've seen...
I'm like, man!
I've seen... Yeah, you have to watch. I think it was the MMAs of the Mama Wars a couple of years ago. And he had this very intense stage with this girl. And then he... You have to watch it. It's hard to describe. But even the Twice members were like covering their eyes. They're all cringing.
I'm like, why? Why? Why is it necessary? Like...
I think it's very cool. I think it's very cool.
Like, no!
I'm like, a JYP fan, people.
I feel like I should put like an H filter on my laptop or something.
JYP is super cool.
Oh,
that's
like
it.
Plus 18 only. Oh my god.
Love his music. Okay, should we go to essential songs?
Essential songs.
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Pretty much all the songs that we've mentioned so far. Why So Lonely? Yes. Nobody. Tell Me. Be My Baby. The DJ Is Mine. Because it's a bop. And it's kind of underrated.
Is it? Well, yeah.
Well, underrated for like a Wonder Girl song.
Okay.
Right. And then I Feel You as well, because that was part of their comeback with Why So Lonely.
Okay.
It's just really, really, really dope. So yeah, basically just watch their music videos and enjoy this like journey back in time.
The thing is that you wouldn't believe that them songs were released such a long time ago. Well, such a long time ago.
Girl, like 5 years. If you look at the music video, you're going to know that they were released a long time ago. Because I'm like,
Why
this
So Lonely
was filmed
looks...
by a potato.
Yeah, but Why So Lonely?
Yeah, but it's like 3 years ago.
No.
Okay, 4 years ago. It's only 2020.
Oh, right. I don't know what year. That's another story.
Anyways, they're like early stuff?
Yeah.
It was filmed with a potato. Oh my god, the quality.
I wonder what was the relation between Wonder Girls and Miss A, because they were at the same time active, weren't they?
Well, wasn't Miss A like 2013?
Yeah, but they were both active at the same time, weren't they?
I know, but still, like, these girls were busy from like 2007, so. They were there, what is it, Sunbiz? For like 6 years already.
Yeah.
So that's huge.
Now, the next mission is to complete all JYP girl groups. Because they're cool.
So we just need Twice.
We just need Twice, basically, yeah.
That's it? That's all the girl groups he had?
I think so.
Nah, we need to research that. Cause
we're going back in time. One more.
Well, to be fair, JYP girl groups have been huge. Extremely successful.
Huge.
Like, the man knows what he's doing.
Of course he knows what he's doing.
Of course he knows what he's doing.
Of course he knows what he's doing. That's why he gets collabs in the MAMA Awards with Mamamoo. He knows what he's doing.
I feel like the collab with Mamamoo was basically just because of the see-through pants joke.
Oh. How dare you?
I'm like pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure. Let's agree to disagree on that one.
Let's all do it for the gag. For the joke.
But anyway, that was it for this episode.
That was it.
We'll see you next season, actually, with new music, new artists. And if you want to feature any, your favorite singer or group, just let us know in the comments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We love discovering new music, people.
Go check us out on thekmail.com. Check us out. Yes. Check us out on patreon.com. Go follow us on our socials. And we'll see you guys next time.
The next time, I will see you.